for the answers that they've been providing. They have, in fact, given us quite a lot of relevant data. Nevertheless, there are some issues that either haven't been addressed, or if they've been addressed, it wasn't quite the answer that is going to be the most useful to this committee. So let me ask these questions again, together with some new ones. When we spoke about a state budget, you gave us global figures in lempira, which is quite specific information, but it doesn't really give us an idea of what percentage of public expenditure is actually devoted to education, and also what's been the trend, the development of state expenditure on education in recent years, and what are the forecasts for this percentage? Is it likely to increase the allocation of public expenditure to education? I think if we had such indications, we'd be able to better understand this than simply having figures in a billion of lempira. Now, there are some that are still excluded from the school system. Thank you very much for giving us the relevant information on campaigns to enroll people in schools, on online and remote teaching initiatives. But we still don't know how many children, what percentage of children have no access to education, particularly at primary school. These figures are particularly important, ideally disaggregated by level of education and gender or sex. A further specific question, referring to gender stereotypes that there might be in teaching materials or school textbooks. We'd like to know, if possible, what system you have in the government or the Ministry of Education to review and assess such material to see whether these gender stereotypes are in fact present, and if they are, to put them right. Furthermore, and this is a new question, we would be very interested in knowing how many children have been victims of school bullying and harassment, and what measures for the control and protection have been put in place, and what about awareness raising amongst their school peers to try and put an end to the phenomenon of school bullying. And to conclude, a question that, if I'm mistaken, hasn't been answered, and if I have been, I apologize. This is a question on access for persons with disabilities. What policies specifically have been put in place to ensure that persons with disability can have equal access to education in dignity? I think that these follow-up questions suffice to continue with the discussion. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Mancisidor. And now I open the floor to questions, follow-up questions to clusters.